We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. A big policy U-turn in Britain, given the market mess of the past 3 weeks there. I'm David Brancaccio. Bonds are rallying in Britain, the U.S. and beyond this morning. Britain's prime minister has just reversed course on her plan to cut corporation taxes by borrowing. She said she was, quote, acting in the national interest. Kwasi Kwarteng is officially out now as Britain's finance minister. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has the latest from London.
Kwarteng was pushed from his post just 38 days after taking control of the nation's purse strings. It means he's the second shortest-serving chancellor ever. In his resignation letter to the prime minister, which he posted on Twitter, he wrote, "You have asked me to stand aside, and I have accepted. It's a move that makes clear the decision to leave was not his." But if anyone was expecting remorse or an apology from the now former chancellor for the chaos his controversial economic plan unleashed on global markets, they will be disappointed. Kwarteng fully stood beside his plan, which for weeks alongside the prime minister, he insisted will reignite Britain's growth engine. Taking Kwarteng's place is Jeremy Hunt, a former foreign secretary who is a more centrist figure. He now becomes the fourth finance minister this year, and alongside Liz Truss, faces a battle in restoring the administration's international credibility. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Now, the drama of the last 3 weeks has rippled into markets beyond Britain. For more, let's consult Christopher Lowe. He's the chief economist at FHN Financial here in New York. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So just so people fully understand, what was happening in Britain with these crazy bond markets didn't just stay in Britain?
No. We saw volatility, which is a polite way of saying falling prices, leaking into every market around the world, including the biggest one, the U.S. Treasury bond market.
This was British pension funds who had some fancy pants derivatives. And when the bond markets went crazy, they had to come up with cash in a hurry. And one way they got cash was by selling our government bonds.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is a classic story of investors facing huge margin calls. And what ends up happening eventually is they have to sell the highest quality assets because those are the ones holding their value better than all the other stuff they own. And those high quality assets included treasuries, although the biggest loser by far was the UK gilt market, their government bond market, where yields in a matter of a week jumped more than a full percentage point. It was a huge sell-off over there.
All right, Christopher Lowe at FHN Financial, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
In a few minutes, the University of Michigan releases its closely watched consumer sentiment survey. The persistence of inflation is a new world for so many. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Consumer sentiment hit rock bottom as inflation spiked in late spring. It's crept up a bit as gas prices have moderated, but it's still
pretty bleak right now.
Chris Jackson at polling firm Ipsos says consumers are conflicted. They're anxious about inflation, but not about their jobs.
The inflation piece of it, which is painful for people, it's a slower kind of burn, something you have to figure out how to navigate around. Losing your job is something that's cataclysmic.
So at the moment, with unemployment low and wages rising, people still feel like spending. Psychologist Ayelet Fishback at the University of Chicago says after nearly 3 years of economic tumult, consumers aren't sure what to do about the future.
Should they relax or should they do something? And if she do something, what is it exactly? Should they sell or should they buy, right? Should they wait or should they consume?
Most working Americans haven't experienced high inflation as adults, creating even more anxiety about the economic unknown. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And the grocery chain Kroger just confirmed it has a deal to buy rival Albertsons in a deal worth $25 billion if approved by antitrust regulators, if It would become the biggest grocery chain in America, although Walmart, technically a department store, right, would still have a much larger share of America's grocery business. We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This week, we've been running a special series on money, politics, and whether campaign donors can be secret Santas who spend big, but voters never know it's them. Voters in Arizona next month will decide whether big campaign spenders should have to reveal their true identities.
Americans for peanut butter or Americans for a better tomorrow.
If 211 passes, I certainly expect a constitutional challenge.
It was devastating.
And I think both sides have come to realize it's sort of a weapon of mass destruction that isn't really helping anybody.
We're putting up a special podcast version later today, one show with what I think are teachable moments about the mystery money in campaigns, grassroots efforts to get sources of money identified, and the pushback from those who believe there is a right to anonymity as part of the right to free speech. Later today and throughout the weekend, our Secret Money Public Influence program will be atop the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed. I'm David Brancaccio. APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.